Working with MIDI.
Let's take a run at recording a MIDI instrument on this sucker. I'm not a keys player, but the worst that can happen is it won't be very good. So let's see what we get. I'm going to start by inserting a new virtual instrument. So that's Alt-I to get to the insert menu, and then V to go to the virtual instrument on new track option.
Media file, CTRL plus IM. Insert virtual instrument on new track, dialog filter, combo box collapsed.
And I've landed in the search filter of the effects browser. I'm going to type in stone and load a synth called Deep Mono by a developer called Flowstone.
Deep Mono synth, x86 bridged.
And it's opened the bridge window because this is a very old synth. The bridge window isn't easily accessible, so I'm going to hit escape to close that, which I don't get any feedback for. But if I read the title of the window now, I should be in the effects window.
Effects, track 6, Deep Mono synth.
Yes, I am. Tab a couple of times to find the presets combo box.
Combo box space collapsed.
And I'm just going to hit A to cycle through the presets by first letter navigation. I think the one I liked earlier was called ARP Lead 2.
At the C, at home, ARP Lead, ARP Lead 2.
There it is. Escape to close the effects window.
08 recording.
And I don't have a controller hooked up at the minute. I know, professional. So I'm going to do Alt-B, and that'd be Option-B if you're on the Mac, for Reaper's virtual on-screen keyboard. Let's have a little blast of this preset.
Virtual MIDI keyboard dialog.
Ooh, loud. Okay, Alt-B again to get rid of the virtual keyboard.
08 recording.
Select the track.
60 mode.
And Alt-Shift down arrow, or Option-Shift down arrow, to turn it down a bunch.
Track minus
13 dB should do it. Just going to quickly test this.
Virtual MIDI key.
Yep, that's more like it.
08.
Okay, I've still got all of my options configured the same way I did in the last segment, and I'm at...
Bar 56 B2 39%.
Ah, I thought I was at the beginning of the project. I'm not. I'm going to do Control Home.
Bar 1 B1 0%.
And I should be good to hit record and stumble my way through this part. You'll hear NVDA gabble a bit during the counting because I need to do Alt-B to get the virtual keyboard up again to play the part in. Wish me luck.
Virtual MIDI keyboard dialog.
I warned you I wasn't a keys player, didn't I? But it's MIDI. We can fix it. The first thing I'm going to do is quantize, because my timing was all over the shop and places there. I'm going to set my grid to... Dubba, 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 would be 16th notes, wouldn't it? So I'm going to set my grid to 16, and I can do that by hitting Control-Shift-6 on the numeric row. This is one of those commands where you don't substitute control for command on the Mac. We had to keep the modifiers the same for the grid settings to avoid clashing with macOS system shortcuts. So, Control-Shift-6.
Grid 16.
That's my grid set. Now I'm going to select the item that I've just recorded.
102 synth recorded MIDI.
And do Control-Shift-Q to quantize. It's almost like I was playing in time. Okay, let's fix up some of these fluffs. I'm going to select the item.
102.
And do E to open the MIDI editor.
MIDI tape, dialog.
And the first thing I'm going to do in here is do Alt-1 or Option-1 to make sure I'm in the piano roll view. And now I can move through the notes that I've recorded with my left and right arrows.
Beat 25th, 7th, R3, beat 10, R4, 1 note.
There's the first problematic note. That should be a semitone higher. So let's pause for a second and explain how MIDI editing works. I like to use the numpad for this. Numpad 1 and 3 will shorten and lengthen the selected notes by whatever your grid is currently set to. Numpad 2 and Numpad 8 will transpose the selected notes down or up a semitone, respectively. Numpad 4 and 6 will move your notes that are selected left and right by whatever the grid is currently set to. Numpad 7 and 9 will decrease or increase the velocity of the selected notes. And with all of those commands, you can add modifiers to do variations on the theme. So for example, Alt Numpad 7, Alt Numpad 9 would decrease or increase the velocity by a factor of 10 instead of 1. Alt Numpad 4 and Alt Numpad 6 will slide notes left and right by a pixel instead of by grid size. Alt Numpad 1 and Numpad 3 will shorten and lengthen notes by pixel instead of by grid size. And Alt Numpad 2, Alt Numpad 8 will transpose by octave instead of transposing by semitone. Best thing you can do is come into the MIDI editor, turn on Asara's shortcut help mode with F12 and poke around on the numpad to explore. We've also mirrored this stuff on the QWERTY keyboard. N controls your notes, N goes up a semitone, Shift N goes down a semitone, L does note length, L extends, Shift L shrinks, P does note position, I think. Let me just check.
Shortcut help on. Edit. Move notes right 1 grid unit.
Yeah, so P is in position. P will move the notes forward in time or right on the grid. Shift P will move the notes earlier in time or left on the grid. And then V and Shift V increases and decreases velocity. And with all of those keystrokes on the QWERTY keyboard, you can add the same modifiers that you're used to using on the numpad. Just makes it a little bit more convenient if you're editing MIDI on a laptop or you're on the move or you're somewhere that you don't have a numpad. So, I've found my first problematic note.
R3, R4, one note.
That one should be a semitone higher. Numpad 8 will do that for me.
B2.
And let's keep playing until we reach the next mistake.
Cookies in the studio. Mini Muppets inside. Cookies in the studio.
Here it comes. Yowza. Control space to pause there.
R7, one note.
Left arrow to move to the start of the note, and let's move that up a semitone as well, shall we?
G-sharp 2.
There you go. Should have been a G-sharp. And play until we find the next problem to fix. That little run-up could be a bit quieter.
R0, R11, 50%, one note.
Okay, I'm on the first note. I'm going to do shift right arrow to select two adjacent notes.
75%, one note.
And I'm going to do alt numpad 7 to turn the velocity down a bit.
Two notes velocity minus 10.
Let's see how that sounds. Page up for a bit of context.
R10, two.
That's better. Little timing flub there that escaped Quantize somehow.
R0, B3, B4, 0%, one note.
There's the short one. There he is. Let's do numpad 3 to make him longer.
F2, 34%.
Derba derba. Now it's too long. It's doing a weird shuffle thing. I wonder if my grid setting's been changed somehow. Let's do grid 16th.
Grid 16th.
And numpad 1 to bring him shorter again. That should be the middle of those two.
F2, 9%.
We heard. No, I think it's gone back to normal. Okay, let's hit enter on the note that we've got selected for the event properties dialog. Let's have a look in the length field and see if we can find out what's going on with this.
Event properties dialog, opposite length, edit alt plus L, selected 0.0.09.
9% long, that's definitely escaped Quantize. I think 16th note should be 25%, so
not zero.
Let's remove that, replace it with 25.
Meditate.
And play. That seems to have fixed it, doesn't it? Okay, that's the MIDI editor. Control F4 to close this on Windows, or Command W to close it on Mac.